From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Russia has warned the United States that attacks on Syrian government forces could have repercussions across the Middle East. Russian news agencies quote Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova as saying that a U.S. intervention against the Syrian army will lead to terrible tectonic consequences, not only on the territory of this country, but also in the region as a whole. The statement came as Russian airstrikes hit an Aleppo hospital in the eastern rebel-held neighborhood of Sakur, putting it out of service. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and local coordination committee said one person was killed. Talal Abul Youssef is an ambulance driver. He says airstrikes targeted infrastructure and hospitals. The area was completely destroyed by around 7 air raids. Syrian government forces, backed by Russian aircraft, renewed their offensive against Aleppo Wednesday after a deal brokered with the United States for a cessation of hostilities and delivery of humanitarian aid broke down. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has apparently launched a plan to discredit Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton by attempting to make former President Bill Clinton's sexual indiscretions a central issue of the campaign. In an interview Friday with the New York Times newspaper, Trump said he believes the negative attacks will help him win over more women voters, two-thirds of which view him unfavorably, according to polls. The Clinton campaign has apparently tried to preempt Trump's attacks by releasing audio of Bill Clinton discussing his marriage with Hillary. Trump's verbal attacks come despite the fact that the real estate mogul is on his third marriage. Two previous marriages ended in divorce. This is VOA News. At least two people were killed and six others wounded when a car bomb targeting Somalian security forces rocked the capital Mogadishu Saturday. A security official told VOA's Somali service that a white Toyota Corolla filled with explosives was detonated outside the Blue Sky restaurant. The restaurant is used by civilians as well as security forces who work at a nearby prison run by Somalia's National Intelligence and Security Agency. Shortly after the attack, the Al-Shabaab terror group took responsibility. In a statement, the group said it carried out the attack to strike at guards who work at the nearby prison. Tens of thousands of Indians are taking advantage of a sort of amnesty for not reporting billions of dollars in income. Authorities say in the past 4 months, Indians have come forward with $9.5 billion in income that was not reported or taxed. Under a government plan announced earlier this year, Indians who declared so-called black money during the four-month period that ended Friday would pay 45% in taxes to the state but would avoid criminal prosecution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who vowed to curb tax avoidance when he was elected 2 years ago, congratulated those who chose to declare their black money on Saturday. Pope Francis held an open-air mass in Georgia Saturday as he continued a peace mission to the Caucasus region that is torn between Russia and the West. Speaking in Tbilisi to worshipers from Georgia's small Catholic community, Francis offered consolation people need to cope with the turmoil that they experience in their lives. Organizers had hoped for a much bigger participation than about the 3,000 people who attended the Mass at a stadium with a capacity of more than 25,000. 2 days before the Pope arrived, the Patriarch of the Georgian Orthodox Church issued a statement saying that Orthodox could not attend Catholic Masses because of doctrinal differences that date back to the 1054 schism. However, the Pope later met with the Orthodox Patriarch at a cathedral in Emskaita, the spiritual capital of Georgia, where Christianity took root in the 4th century. Residents of Jamaica are bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Matthew, a massive, powerful storm making its way through the southern Caribbean. Matthew, with sustained winds of 230 kilometers per hour, is the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean in 9 years. It is forecast to make landfall on Jamaica's southern coast on Monday. Forecasters have issued a hurricane watch for portions of Haiti. Cuba has declared a state of emergency in 5 eastern provinces. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.